Unit 4. Let's change our schools. Lesson 10. Looking at other schools. 4. A school from Finland. Page 67. 4.1. You are participating in a video conference with the Stromberg School in Finland. Listen to some of the students talk about their school life. As you listen, complete the text below with the relevant information.
Hello everyone, this is Mrs. Frida Jansson from the Stromberg School, talking to you direct from Finland. With me today are four Stromberg students who will be telling you about our school. Our first speaker is Olaf. Olaf?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Olaf, and I'm going to start with the beginning of our school day. We come to school at about 8. We all take off our coats, hats and boots, and the caretaker lights a warm fire in the fireplace in the hall to cheer up the pupils. Everyone shouts hello along the corridors. We all know each other, and we call our teachers by their first names. We have a great relationship with our teachers, and we cooperate with them and other students. We also work with the cleaning staff, the kitchen staff, the secretary, and the caretaker when we have chores to do.
Thank you, Olaf. Now, Kristen is going to tell you about classes and lessons in our school. Kristen?
Hello, this is Kristen speaking. Well, we don't have many books, and we don't have to memorize much. Finnish and mathematics are taught in the classroom, but many other lessons are done outside the classroom. For example, we have lots of workshops for magazine making, handicrafts, music, drama, and science, where we learn by doing things ourselves.
That's right, Kristen. Now, Anna, could you tell us about the gym and other facilities of our school?
Of course. There's a well-equipped gym where we exercise and train. And there's also a large library where we can go to look up information for our assignments or projects. There's also a winter garden where we grow vegetables and plants. And there are special rooms for recreation with sofas for reading and chess tables for games. The cafeteria serves free hot meals to all the students every day. And there's also a specified area where we can do our homework or play when the school day is over, or until our parents come to pick us up. Oh, and outside, there's a large sports field that pupils are free to use for football in the summer and skating in the winter.
Thank you, Anna. And last but not least, Jan, tell us about the responsibilities the students have.
Well, we have quite a few chores to do, like taking care of the school plants, the aquarium and the fish, and of course our pet turtle, Pertzer. There is also the recycling program, collecting waste paper and working in the library. The school staff guide us in all these chores.
You certainly have your hands full, Jan.
Yes, indeed. I'd like to add that our school is open to the local community. Parents often come and talk to us about their jobs. We also visit places of interest or go on field trips and excursions.
Thank you, Jan. Now, let's listen to what our Greek friends have to tell us about their school.